control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. I want to get to a story here, Mark, that we promised last night and we never got to, but we have to get to your phone calls first because that is the point of the program. But you've got a very scary census story.
Yeah.
We'll touch on that in a moment. But first, it's Adam in Ohio to start things out. He's watching our studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. It's Adam from toplock.org.
Oh, Adam from Cop Block. Hey, dude.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to call and let your listeners know that Cop Block last Friday announced a $100 video contest to get someone, a little incentive for people to get out there and get those cameras pointed at men with badges. And
sweet.
Today that post was posted on Photography is Not a Crime by Carlos Miller, and one of his viewers doubled it and now has made it $200. So I wanted to get the word out to let people know that, hey, if summer's coming up and you want a little extra buff to do something, take that camera out this weekend and, you know, maybe find some interactions with some cops.
Wow. Check your web statistics after a couple days, Adam, and see if you get a nice spike from that Carlos Miller blog. I have a feeling he is fairly popular. Probably going to be a lot of people coming over to Cop Block as a result of this.
Yeah, I had an actual phone conversation with him, and I'm actually hoping to hook up with him sometime for an interview. He's going to judge in this contest and hopefully participate along with it. And
cool. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, I mean, it sounds like a neat idea. What are the qualifications? What must one portray in their video in order to qualify for the contest?
Sure. First of all, the URL for everybody is copblock.org/200200. And so they can get all the information there, but I left it pretty vague. It's pretty much just filming cops and their duties, and I'd like that not to be posted on their own sites first to contact us so that we can make them put it private on their YouTube, or maybe I can give them some access, or if they need assistance in editing this, we can help that also. So I left it fairly vague just to make sure it's an original content, that it's not posted previously, to contact us first, and that it's pro-police accountability. I did that, the vagueness, in order to get some creativity, to see what other people like. I choose to sometimes call police officers after a story or something, like I did Columbia, Missouri, the ones who shot the dog during a SWAT raid.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, you know, this last week, Pete and I filmed just a regular traffic stop. So there's many ways to, you know, film police. I'd like to, you know, leave it up to the people to see what they come up with.
I think that's fantastic. And so is this your money that you're putting up, or is this somebody else that kind of contacted you and they're going through you?
Oh, the first 100, when I gave up the idea, you know, some people were, you know, kind of put the money where your mouth is, and so I did that. And so the first $100 is coming out of my pocket personally, and then Rusty Carr, a supporter over at Photography is Not a Crime, contacted me today and said I'd like to double it. And so now it's up to $200, and depending on submissions, people who read the article will see this. We might pay the top three spots. If we don't get very many, then it might just be a winner-take-all thing. So, you know, we'll see what the market says.
Fantastic. So that's great news. You can go to copblock.org/200200. Copblock.org/200 to get details on the contest. And I presume there's a link there as far as how they get in touch with you to show you the video. Because like you say, you can't have the video posted online. So this has to be fresh content as of the beginning of the contest.
Sure, exactly. You know, I just don't want someone pulling a video up from a couple of years ago or getting, you know, so many submissions because of that. So we're just, you know, going this way just to make it easy.
That makes sense. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Good on you, man. And how's the trip coming along, moving up to Port? You're coming up to New Hampshire. I believe you're making the move. You're going to be here in time for Porkfest. Everything's still on schedule?
Absolutely. Actually, we'll be there next week for Social Sunday. So we'll be there. We'll be bouncing around for the month of June. Pete and I are hopefully going to gauge some interest because we'll have the RV up there on getting like a large group of people either go down to the George Donnelly the thing in PA or even some other events that happen around New Hampshire. We're hoping to be able, you know, people want to chip in a few bucks for gas and stuff, just to bring people around to certain things. You know, the RV can hold several people. So looking forward to getting in the mix.
Are you guys driving Marv or do you have a different RV?
We have Marv.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yep. So we'll
good to know that
yellow,
Marv is still in service to Liberty. That's great.
It is. It is.
All right, man. Well, are you guys going to be like when you're doing things in New Hampshire? Are you going to be posting most of them over at CopBlock? Is that where we can pretty much? Is that where our listeners can go to get whatever it is that you guys are coming up with? You and Pete, Pete, of course, also formerly of MotorhomeDiaries.com. Will CopBlock.org be your primary blog site?
Well, I mean, if there's things that are, you know, if the cops in New Hampshire are going to be affecting us in some way, then sure, that's where you'll find it. Pete also runs a blog called Liberty Is My Homie.
Mm-hmm.
It's PeteAyre.com. And
it's PeteAyre.
Yep, .com. And so if some of the other things of regular activism and stuff like that might be posted there, and, you know, we're both members of Free Agents also, and our other cohort on Motorhome Diary, Jason Talley, who's up there with you guys right now, is doing a great job over there. So we might even throw some content that way. You know, where it goes isn't so much a concern of ours. It's just getting the ideas out.
Great. Well, glad to hear that everything is on schedule. We'll see you up here starting next week in New Hampshire, and congratulations in advance.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, and good luck with the contest. Let us know when you get a winner, and, of course, we'll talk about whatever that is when it happens.
Sounds great. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Adam. Good night, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I like this, Mark, how there's starting to be some money being poured in, at least to some extent. Maybe we're just seeing an initial phase, some money being poured in to incentivize certain types of activism.
You know, that's. I think that that's going to be one way that things happen. You know, it's a contest, like just writing an essay or something.
Well, I know that just kind of on that same topic, our friend Sam from ObscuredTruth.com, he and his partner Meg have been producing these parody videos, the Crap Campaign, Citizens Against Police. I forget what it is. I'll have to look it up. Now, it's not Citizens Against Police. It's very deferential toward the police, yeah, but very tongue-in-cheek. And so somebody has actually hired Sam to...
Citizens Resisting Aggression Against Police or something like that?
I'll have to go look it up. But somebody has actually hired Sam to create another crap video. So his their creation that they just did for fun, for activism purposes, inspired somebody so much who saw it that he came on board with an idea. He came up to Sam, and I can't say much more than this. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say what I've already said. But he came to Sam, and he said, look, here's my idea for another crap video. I'm willing to pay you to produce it. So that's pretty cool. And I think the more people that can start to turn their activism into, at the very least, a break-even, if not making some sort of level of profit, if not making a living down the line, I think would be an ideal situation.
That's what we're doing.
Well, right. It's great for us. We've spent a long time getting to the point where we are. You're not going to start making a living overnight. It takes some time, and we're certainly not rolling in cash or anything like that. But I'm looking forward to that day when we can have people that are producing various different content or just doing activism and managing to somehow profit from it. The Robin Hooding is going on still here in Keene. This is a great example. It was started with Lauren Canario, one of the longtime activists here in this area. She's known for her civil disobedience, but what she's doing in this case is I don't think it qualifies as civil disobedience. It's a unique inside the system approach, actually. She started it. What happens is that she or others will walk down Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire, where there are a lot of parking meters, and if they find somebody whose meter is expired and they're still parked at it, they'll go ahead and drop a dime in to give them an extra however many minutes it is.
I thought it was quarter.
Depends on who's doing it. Okay. It's a dime
situation.
To a quarter. So they drop some change in. They say they essentially rescue that person from the meter maid, from getting a parking ticket. And then they leave an envelope on the person's car with a note in it saying, this is for Robin Hood's merry men have saved you from the king's tax collectors. And it's very cute, you know, very, very themed toward the Robin Hood theme.
Little bow and arrow.
I don't know about that, but nonetheless, they put the envelope on the car, and in there is an envelope as well that they can use, a pre-addressed envelope, that they can use to send a contribution into the Robin Hood Fund to keep saving more people.
Right, those people would have gotten a ticket with an envelope on it. They had to send $5 in, otherwise their license revoked.
Right.
Many of them feel grateful when they send in some money.
It's started to expand. Now there's somebody who's doing it on a daily basis here in Keene, and from what I hear, it might actually turn a profit.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public. like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there. We give away, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their websites, ours is free. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy archives, and the main site itself actually allows you to influence the stuff that we'll talk about on these airwaves. You can go and submit show prep suggestions to the site. Other listeners can then vote on how they feel about those suggestions. You can also participate in voting. You can go and vote up or vote down, whatever it is you see there, and then the most popular items will make it to the front page of the website.
And those are often some of the things that we talk about on Free Talk Live.
Very frequently indeed. So the if it makes it to the top, it makes it more likely we'll discuss it. It's a great way to get your stuff on the air without having to pick up the phone. Of course, picking up the phone is the best way. So go to freetalklive.com or pick up your phones and dial 800-259-9231. Now, coming up, the census, the frightening story about the census. We had what I would consider a fairly positive story last night when the census worker came to my home. We had a nice positive interaction where I refused to participate, and she was very respectful of that, and I was respectful back toward her, and we had a nice little conversation, and that video is up. You can watch it over at freekeen.com. But it hasn't been going so well for everybody. And, Mark, you've got the details. Let's get into this.
One's from it's crazy stuff. From KTLA.com.
Pretty sure this appeared at freetalklive.com as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did, too. I picked it up and put it on my, you know, bookmarked it so that I'd have it. So now I have no idea where it came from. But anyway, this is from Pekin, Indiana. A U.S. census worker has been charged with rape and burglary after two women claim they were attacked. One of the victims was a 20-year-old physically handicapped woman. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 39-year-old Daniel Miller has been with the agency 2 weeks. The attack occurred Saturday morning in Pekin, Indiana, in Washington County. Police said the man broke in while a mother and daughter slept and attacked them. The attacker left his blue jeans, T-shirt, underwear, boots, and wallet with his driver's license in the woman's bedroom, authorities said. Underwear, T-shirt, blue jeans, wallet, boots. He ran out of there naked. Police said they found Miller 5 hours later in his apartment, naked, and with a blood alcohol level of 0.03, which isn't any big deal, reports this station out there. Police said Miller was visited the 21-year-old's
home. 0.03, isn't it 0.08 that is, okay, got it.
Yeah, that was 5 hours later, so he could have had a few in him, but I suspect it wasn't the alcohol doing this.
No.
This was just a sicko. And this is, of course, through the census, you know, hired in this particular instance. Police said Miller visited the 21-year-old's home 4 days earlier as part of his job with the Census Bureau, so it's nice that they're able to pay people to stake out people's homes before they rape and rob them. 4 days after the attack, neighbors in the area say they saw Miller in the area on Census Bureau business. The victim told police Miller had asked about their census information. She said they already had submitted the form. She also told police that Miller stuck around and tried to get more details. So he was asking his own little extra questions.
Mm.
I just wonder, of the people, when people are being asked these questions by the census worker, do they know that these are all the questions? I mean, would they know that these questions that are being asked? Because last night we were told that the census doesn't ask monetary information. How much money do you make?
Mm-hmm. But what if somebody asks?
Yeah, if somebody asked that. And if you were, say, going around and casing places for burglaries, would you prefer to burglarize the house where they make $10,000 to $20,000 a year? Or would you prefer to burglarize the house where they make $70,000 to $80,000 a year?
That's a great point.
Just wondering. Just a thought. So it's unbelievable that somebody could do something like that and not have a conscience and worry about it, said resident Debbie Bishop. Well, I mean, people do that, Debbie. Sorry. Miller was taken to Washington County Detention Center, held on a bond of $150,000. In a separate Texas incident, men said there were census worker barged.
So he was actually working for the census, this guy.
Yes.
You'd think it'd be a nice cover for somebody if they were not working for the census. Then at least, not that I want to give anybody ideas as to how to go about doing this. It doesn't seem like he's the brightest of the bulbs in the basket.
In a separate incident in Texas, three men who said they were with were census workers barged into a Houston home in the afternoon of May 8 and stabbed the owner, Reginald Keith Hayes, to death.
That's what I would expect to see. That's the kind of approach I would expect
census,
from a criminal.
Census, bam!
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, these things are happening, and it might be the very best thing for you to not answer the door
at all
for a census worker.
I think you're absolutely right about that, Mark. I mean, especially if you live in a dangerous area. Although I don't know, where was this original story? Because
this
stuff can happen anywhere.
Rural Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That is scary.
You know, when I think about asking Reginald Keith Hayes, well, if he were still alive, about whether or not he wished he opened the door for the census workers on May the 8th, or this mother and daughter, you know, whom Miller left his pants,
but Mark,
shirt,
what about your representation?
Yeah, it's so important That minuscule amount of representation that we might
Mark,
get.
But, Mark, the money, the federal money, don't you want your programs to be funded?
No. I don't want representation.
Don't you care about your
funding.
Community?
Sure, I care about my community. I could do far more for them as a volunteer firefighter. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all they have as far as their objections are concerned. That's pretty scary stuff. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. I actually had somebody, a door-to-door salesperson, come by today. Now, this doesn't happen very often. I don't know why. Well, I don't know why, but not very many people have ever tried to sell me meat off the back of their truck or, in this case, magazine subscriptions today.
Well, people coming door-to-door?
Yeah.
I wanted to, there was one more line in this article that I thought was worth reading.
Yeah.
Haynes, this is the guy that got his house busted into by the supposed census workers, said, let's see, the attack began when the victim's son answered the door. He and his girlfriend were tied up, and the attackers ransacked the house. Authorities said Haynes' wife came home later and was also tied up. Then Haynes got home and was ambushed. So this was the whole family. Intruders dunked his head underwater in the bathtub before stabbing him.
Jeez.
I mean, these guys didn't just come in to rob the house. They killed this man, tied up his family. And
wonder why.
Yeah. There are about 635,000 census workers currently going door-to-door in America who did not return their surveys. What's that mean? Counting Americans who did not return their surveys. And they all carry white badges with blue writing, like the guy who raped this woman up in Indiana.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be clear for people
what kind of risks
you take. I'm not saying it's a huge risk. There's 635,000 census workers. So far, only one of them has raped anybody and beaten them up and run away from their house naked. And, of course, there's the other people that are posing as them that have killed this man and tied up his family and all that other stuff. So,
well, at least they didn't kill his family. Just trying to look on the bright side.
Yeah. There's only one person.
Something
dead,
was going
four.
On there, right? I mean, there's something else was. They didn't just randomly target that guy, tie him up.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, what if the guy sat there on the floor and, cussed him out and said all kinds of things to him about what they were doing, what they were doing was evil and wrong.
Did he get robbed as well?
Oh, yes. The house was definitely robbed.
I see. All right. So 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. I know I was going to go somewhere, Mark, but I trailed off and I didn't make a note. Do you know what it was?
No.
All right. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what
go
you want.
Go to salespeople.
Oh, yeah. So somebody tried to sell me something today, and it was kind of an interesting approach. I'll explain that here in a moment. You can bring up what you want, though. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features there including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and you can see it for yourself. Or if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
These sure are tough times. Everything's so expensive. Food, housing, travel, and especially all those supplements that are now such an important part of many people's lives. They can be expensive, too. Here's Mike Buck, all the way from Hawaii, to tell us about the great value that you get with Nature Beat.
Yeah, hello there. Well, I'm not a swami about it, but I'll do my best. Here's the deal. Nature Beat is the organic vegetable food we've been telling you about on Free Talk Live every day. It's Mama Nature's gift of full, balanced nutrition. It's the only substance on Earth with all 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, powerful antioxidants, and it comes from organically pure plant pollen, not a drug or a stimulant, pure food. You take the two little capsules a day, no need for anything else. The benefits, more get up and go, improved immunity, better digestion, sleep at night, and best of all, energy to do all the things you want to do, and all of that for about 37 pennies a day.
You know, Mike, I want to find out how you managed to keep the price so low on this, but you told me previously of health benefits that you got specifically from Nature Beat, you yourself. And I want to hear about tell our audience about those real quick.
The first thing I noticed, believe it or not, was a better night's sleep. And then, of all things, my fingernails, which had always been a problem, now I got to cut them a couple times a week. They grow like weeds, and it's because I'm nutritionally balanced. And I don't know what sign there is, but if you start looking good on the outside and feeling good on the inside, that's good enough for me.
So tell us about that, how you keep that price so low.
Yeah, well, it comes direct to you from the farm gate. There's nobody in between. No slick infomercials on television, expensive billboards, TV ads, no big magazine campaigns. It's just you're buying right from the source here on the radio. Save a ton of money.
So that makes sense. Now, how do we get the source?
Easier still. couple of ways to do it, and they're both painless. One's to pick up the phone, make the toll-free call to New Zealand. The other's to go online. Either way, you order your six-month supply of Nature Bee, $99.95 plus delivery. We give you 3 extra months for free just to get you going, and we give you a money-back guarantee. Now, if that sounds like a program, get all over it by calling 1-866-834-8355. Of course, it's toll-free, 866-834-8355. Or online, we are at naturebee.com.
Okay, everyone, be just like me and be all you can be. Call 866-834-8355 or go to naturebee.com.
By the way, on the podcast tonight, we're going to include a lengthy interview with Mike Buck that you did before the show here tonight.
Yeah, people have been asking about him.
They want to know about Mike Buck.
They want to know more about him. And you know what? Here's a really funny little fact about Mike Buck. He's on more radio stations every day than Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
He's one of the most
listened,
he's one of the most listened to talk show hosts in the nation. He's a talk show host out in Hawaii, and he's on 700 plus stations.
All right, so that's in the podcast. Radio listeners, you can't get that on the radio. You have to go to freetalklive.com later tonight after the show. When we put the podcast up, you'll be able to get that there. All right, so let's go to your phone calls here, and I still have to tell you about the door-to-door salesperson, but let's go to Michael listening in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael, you're watching the webcam.
Hey, Ian and Mark. Hope you guys are having a good evening. I just wanted to comment real quick on, I listened to the, yesterday show at my office, today, and I heard the video that you took of, the census worker, Kathleen.
That's right. The nicest bureaucrat I have ever encountered. She was just so personable and so nice and reasonable. Anyway, your thoughts.
Yes, yes. And first I wanted to, commend you both for your behavior. You guys were both very good and very respectful. I know how sometimes
Mark didn't do anything.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say Mark didn't have anything to do with the census. He wasn't there. You just mean in general, like a general statement about Mark?
No. I was actually talking about you and Kathleen.
Oh, the two of us. Gotcha. Sorry.
Yes. I just thought it was, and then so I came home today after work and I watched the video just to, because, you know, you can read people's body language and stuff like that. And I was just very, very surprised at just the humility and the respect that she showed as, you know, a faceless random bureaucrat as they can be typically portrayed. And,
she's not faceless. I'm going to remember her next time I see her on the street. She made a good impression on me. I mean, I hope that she gets a job in doing something else, because I understand the census is temporary work. Maybe she already
does. Very temporary, yeah.
She may already have a job doing something else. But I think it really, the reason why she's so nice is because she hasn't been working for the government for, I'm presuming this, that she hasn't been working for the government for a long time.
Very nice people that work for the government.
Or at the very least, she hasn't been imbued with this, this sense of authority to be able to rule over others. That may be a factor.
Yeah, and so I just thought it was a very interesting video, and I would recommend or ask those in the area that if they do happen to see Kathleen, like, give her a thumbs up, and just for being, you know, if we have subjected to the parasites, well, at least this one was nice as she drank our blood.
Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, you can see the video he's referencing over at freekeen.com. We did play the audio on the air last night, and it was just a most pleasant experience. It almost made me want to answer her questions because she was so nice and so reasonable, but I don't consent to the federal government, and I stayed firm on that position, and she was real cool about it. So 800-259-9231, we're going to go unscreened to the amp lines. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Matt from Illinois.
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind tonight?
I got a story about the gun in the room.
Okay, sure.
A little. I have a son who's 16, and last night I was giving him and a couple of his friends a ride back home from where I live. And we were talking just about the world in general. And one of the kids is he's an animal lover. So he mentions that he believes the world has too many people in it.
Mm.
I don't know where he got that idea. I'm assuming he got it from school.
He got it from some adult.
Right. So I said, well, how are you going to solve that problem? And he said, well, actually, I said something more along the line of, are you going to decide who to kill?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to get rid of all these people? And he said, well, no, nobody has to be killed.
you know, we can get people to not make so many babies.
Spay or neuter them.
Right, right. And I said to him, well, how are you going to accomplish that? He goes, well, you know, when they have a baby, the government or the they're required to get cut. And I said, well,
they're required what?
Solution
snipped.
To get sterilized.
Oh, I see.
To get cut. And I said, well, that's a pretty violent solution. And he goes, well, there's no violence involved. I says, well, you're forcing people. What happens if I decide I don't want to be sterilized? And I explained to him the steps. It's going to, you know, it takes to where the gun comes out and people start getting killed. And it took a long time, and I'm not even sure that he actually got it. But I think that that I at least got him thinking along these lines.
Yeah.
At least opened his mind. And when I dropped my son off, he told me, he said, yeah, I understand the violence that's inherent in the system. He goes, but right now I'm just not worried about it. I mean, he's 16 years old, so sure. He's got, you know, he's still pretty young.
Yeah.
And that's more or less the story behind that.
That's great. Good example.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and especially anytime you can talk to young people. These are the ones that you can truly plant the seeds in their mind. Old people's their soil is has gotten old and crusty, and it is it doesn't grow seeds nearly as quickly as young people's do. But the particular issue that this young man had is it's truly just an issue of education. These people, it makes sense because human population has been going up on a steady increase over time. And so, of course, it must continue to go on that steady increase, right? Well, no. If you look at it, the scientists say that it's rural and agricultural people around the world that are having children. City dwellers, immediately upon moving into the city, begin to have fewer and fewer children extraordinarily quickly. Then as they get wealthier, they have fewer and fewer children. So the world's population will probably peak out at somewhere between 9 and 10 billion and then diminish. So the idea of overpopulation is really just silly.
I tried to explain something similar.
Thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up later, Mark, you're going to tell us about bicycle helmets. Are they all they're cracked up to be? We'll find out. 1-800-259-9231. Also, you can call in about whatever you want. So I had, by the way, you can visit our website. We got a lot of features. We give them away free. And if you want to support the show, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the Amazon's net. So we'll get a cut of the purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, you can order magazines through Amazon. I happen to know they do sell magazine subscriptions through Amazon. So if you want to get the best price, if you're for whatever reason you're still buying magazines, because fewer and fewer people are buying magazines these days, Amazon.freetalklive.com is the place you can go to do it. Now then, one of the ways you probably shouldn't be buying magazines is...
You know, I get magazines delivered to my house.
Do you? You still order magazines?
My mailbox, I don't have to get
what do you? Yeah, what do you want? What do you read?
Popular Mechanics.
Okay. So, again, Mark, but the truth is magazine subscriptions are dwindling. The print industry is having a tough time. So it's just a fact that people are buying fewer and fewer magazines. Would you agree?
I don't know that that's true, but I believe.
Really? You haven't seen those numbers? You haven't seen the statistics from the,
things
around
like
the country?
Newsweek, weeklies, definitely. Weekly news magazines, I would
a
say.
A lot of magazines
going
out of business. Cannabis Culture couldn't make it work anymore. I mean, they were pouring money into that to keep it afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of pot smokers out there, big marketplace for them to market to. At one point, apparently, it was worthwhile to do, and it's not anymore. Just not. So one of the ways you don't want to buy a magazine, I wouldn't think, is by a door-to-door, via a door-to-door salesperson. And what happened today was somebody came up to the Free Talk Live office and they wanted to sell, trying to recall all that transpired in this short, maybe 3-minute interaction is a little difficult because of the nature of the salesperson. She claimed she had ADD. Or maybe it was ADHD. I don't really know what the difference is. But one of those attention deficit disorders. And she said that she was going around door-to-door practicing her public speaking skills. And she mentioned that she was going to be making good eye contact. And she's practicing making good eye contact and speaking. And there was a couple of other things she mentioned. And I did notice the girl was very good at making eye contact. She didn't really break away much at all from my gaze. In fact, I was maybe breaking away more than she was to keep an eye on the studio cat, making sure he couldn't escape the office. And so she was there, and she started talking about how she's in this contest with 9,000 other people, and that that she's currently winning the contest, and she's going through all of this talk about how she's out trying to win this contest, and she's got ADHD.
9,000 people. That's a lot of people to compete against.
She's practicing her speaking skills, and it kind of had this charity sound to it, right? It kind of had this, I need help. This is a charity. We're helping.
I had one of these happened to me, too.
Today?
No, not today.
Okay. We're trying to help. Was it up here in New Hampshire or was it in Florida?
Down in Florida.
We're trying to help kids with ADHD. That's kind of the impression that I got. Like, she didn't come right out and mention any charities or anything like that, but she was talking about this competition, et cetera. And so she pulls out this list of magazines, this unusual, this folded list that was laminated and ugly. And it didn't have any kind of business name on it or anything like that. It was just like a weird list of magazines and with numbers next to them. And the numbers didn't have dollar signs next to them. They were just two-digit numbers. And I presume those were the prices of the magazine subscription. So it took a minute or so in the conversation for me to realize, oh, she's selling magazine subscriptions. Because she was going through all this stuff about her contest and the ADHD and all of this, you know, kind of pre-sale, feel sorry for me kind of pitch. And she had kind of a shirt on that was a little low cut, so you could see a good amount of her cleavage. Not an unattractive young lady. And I don't know what the deal is with these folks. I don't know if it's the young people that kind of live out of a van and travel around and go different places and try to work people. I don't know what her story was. But she pulls out this list. She hands it to me. And I'm looking at it. Okay, these are the magazines. She wants me to buy a magazine. And I don't know what magazine rates are. And I should have looked specifically at a couple of them and remembered what the rates were. But I really wasn't thinking about that in that moment and just kind of checked them to see if they were in any way comparable to what you could get, for instance, at Amazon.freetalklive.com. But I didn't really see much that were under $20. And I don't think magazine subscriptions are generally much more than that.
Oh, I don't think they're much more than that, no.
No. And
I wouldn't imagine this would be cost savings. You would think that this wouldn't be about savings, because if you can put a salesperson in front of a prospect, you should be able to get more money out of that prospect.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you.
I would think the salesperson would prefer to see the lower rates. That way they get a higher turnover. I think that instead what you're going to see is, that you're going to see higher prices, not lower.
I think you're right about that. And that was the feeling I was getting when I was looking at this. And, of course, she's going to justify that by saying, well, it's going toward this whatever the heck the organization is that's allegedly helping young people with ADHD by sending them around door-to-door to practice their public speaking skills by selling magazine subscriptions. I don't know if it really is public speaking so much as it is practicing sales. Good eye contact is certainly important in public speaking, but if you're speaking to a group of people, that's a different situation than somebody standing at their front.
It's going to be easier to learn to speak to a group of people if you're good at speaking to strangers.
Fair enough. So I don't know if she was telling the truth. I haven't the slightest clue. But
I don't either.
I took a look at this bizarre folding list of magazines.
I know she found the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Because, boy, you're miserly, skeptical.
Yeah.
There's no reason in the world why you'd buy this lady's magazines.
No, and I know sales, too. And so I knew what she was doing. Although, it took me a little while to realize it was magazines she was selling, because it was just going through the spiel in the beginning. So she hands me it. I'm looking at it because she's being nice. And I was, okay, let's see what you got here. I just want to see what she's doing. And I'm looking at this strange foldy list thing. I don't know how best to describe it. This laminated four-part list that folds up. So it folds out into a long list of potential subscriptions. And I tell her, I'm sorry. I'm just not interested. And I just don't buy magazines. She says, well, that's okay. You can just sign up for one of the ones in red here. I guess it was like some sort of charitable. The idea was that, well, if you don't want to buy the magazine, you can just go ahead and buy one anyway to help me out, because I've got ADHD and I'm practicing my speaking skills. And so even if you say no to the magazine, that's where she goes is, okay, well, you can just buy one for charity. Well, I don't even know what your charity is, and you haven't really told me that. You haven't really shown me any. I suppose I could have dug. I could have asked, well, what charity is this? What is this organization? What's their website? I'd like to know some more. Maybe I'll order down the line after I check out the website and learn more about whatever it is that you're raising money for. I didn't really feel like going into all that because, honestly, I didn't feel like there was a charity behind this.
So. Well, even so, I don't know if I want them. I don't want the magazines. I mean, if they're offering me magazines, and whether it's for a charity or not, I don't want a magazine.
Right. What she was saying is you could just sign up for it and send them the money and they wouldn't put a subscription in or something like that. I don't remember her exact kind of the secondary pitch, basically. And so I said, look, I'm just not interested in spending money on this today. I'm sorry, I can't help you. And I was holding the little flipbook thing back to her. And she looked very dejected and kind of had a pouty face on. And she said something to the effect of, what did I do wrong? And I said, oh, you did a great job. Your eye contact was fantastic. I'm just not buying today. And that was it. She turned around. She went on her way and stuck the foldy magazine list in her back side of her pants underneath her shirt and went on walking on to wherever her next prospect's house was. She claimed, and also she had some sales slips in her hand. So she was trying to show me that, well, see, other people have bought today. And I don't know if those were even real. You know, maybe, yeah. Maybe
it's like
other people did.
It's like the bills and the tip jar at the sushi place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got an article here about door-to-door magazines selling kids, protecting yourself while helping them. And but it's lengthy.
There was one story we talked about these folks that talked about their lifestyle and how in some cases they're almost enslaved. There's some really shady organizations around that essentially bring these kids in with all kinds of promises, and then they really just they take advantage of them. And I don't remember all the details from that. I imagine that's similar to what you've got there.
Here's a quote. It was often worse than just owing your soul to the company. Many times there were beatings administered to the kid who sold the least, the kid who mouthed off, the kid who cried because he was homesick. Apparently they load them up and take them off different places.
We may have time for some more from that here in a little bit. Hour number two is on the way. What have your experiences been with door-to-door salesmen? Have you ever been one of these magazine salespeople? Because she seemed like she might have ADHD. She was certainly off the handle. 1-800-259-9231.
That's easy to replicate with a can of Red Bull. Come on.
SACL CAI toll free line, or maybe some cocaine. Hour two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered leaving America? In Asia, you can live like royalty in a tropical paradise for a fraction of the cost. Let PathToAsia.com help you escape the ever-growing burden of taxation and regulation. PathToAsia.com's consultants will guide you through the entire process, helping you find a job, housing, and even a companion before you make the move. Join the increasing wave of Americans moving to Asia while you still can. Visit PathToAsia.com and sign up for your free trial today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.